Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 8:46. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning. Trevor Oosterweg. He is the Chief Director of Communications at Statistics South Africa. Not easy to say, even without a tequila. Trevor, good morning to you. How are you doing? Do you practice saying Statistics South Africa? Because it's not easy.
I've been doing it for a long time now.
Okay, so you're good at it. Can you have any tequilas and still say it? That's the question.
Yeah, that would be a big challenge.
Yeah. All right, Trevor, good morning. Thanks for joining us. We wanted to get a sense about how important a nationwide population and housing census is. You know, we hear about these things, and of course we know in the back of our minds they're important, but why is that the case? What is this information actually used for?
Well, a wide range of people, in South Africa and internationally, use the United Nations. But let me try and put it perhaps in a simplistic kind of way. If you look at the people who passed matric this year, we say they are, assume, 100. Mm. And we go 12 back and we say, how many children in grade R there might have been 12 years before? And then we see at the end of 12 years, what? Of them had passed, and we don't have a sense of what happened to the others. If it was 200, it was 300, it gives us a sense of what happened with the others, and then say the dropout rate is there. Mm. And so that we now understand, and the census helps you to create a picture to understand what is going on, not just with those who are successful, but those who fell along the wayside also. Mm. All that right. We're going to in 10 years time, hospitals or areas become where there is a clinic or something has decreased in number, but other areas people have moved. Migration is a fact of life. Then where do we build the hospitals? When do we build schools? How many schools must we build? The demarcation board uses the data to, in terms of that same point that they're making now, to draw boundaries around places. Because there are definitions of X amount of people constitutes a municipality, for example. The Treasury uses it to slice the financial cake in terms of the numbers. A province, Northern Cape, 1 million plus people, 2 million, but Gauteng is 13, 14 million. So the share of the equitable share of the cake is sliced differently. And so I can go on policy needed, we understand where people have water, where they don't have water. Because if you can't measure it, you can't really manage it.
Yeah, we always say that. Yeah, if we can't name it, we can't tame it. If we can't measure it, if we don't have the data, and of course we are living in a world of data. That the more data we have, the more we can understand what motivates people, where the concerns are, and how to fix things.
Correct, absolutely correct. And this census is about that. And to add to that is, you know, the census is really a very old instrument. We get this mention in the Bible about it.
Absolutely. About it. The half a shekel. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then the United Nations organized the census across the world. So in the since 2020, which is this particular round, almost every nation, every citizen in the world have been counted in the same. So it's not uniquely South African. Mm. It's just part of all our, what I call our democratic responsibility. In the same way that your children have to go to school and you have to pay taxes and you have to pay your fines if you speed. It's a fact of life. And I don't know why people make it as if it's very special. From time to time, we need to count. We need to understand what's going on. And if the nature of our picture has changed, people died, how many new children were born, all that kind of information from time to time is necessary. They only come once every 10. And so it's a small investment in the future of our country.
Absolutely, absolutely right. I think it's critical. Do you see the way in which data is gathered in terms of census changing in the next over the next while?
It is already changing in the census. In the previous census in 2011, we had people going with paper in their hands to interview.
I remember, yeah.
And now we have three different options. We are still going to have some people, but they're not going with paper. We are completely digital. They have a handheld device, and they is immediately pulled. And it's fascinating the massive difference between everything. Paper goes to KZN, it must be then transported back to Pretoria. Now in KZN, when the person is finished, presses a button, the data is pulled back to Pretoria within a second. And so it cuts out of a lot of time. So, but we're still going to send people out. But there are also two other options.
Mm.
You know that the crime situation is
creating
a lot of fear and anxiety among South Africans. Mm. So we don't want other people to come into houses, and I guess COVID has contributed to that too. So you have an option to download the questionnaire and complete it yourself. A lot of people are well versed and skilled and educated, and they can do that. They're good at the IT work and the digitization. The only requirement is if you're going to avail yourself of that opportunity to complete the sentence score questionnaire yourself, is that you must register beforehand. And that's just a management tool so that we don't double count or triple count people. You go to www.getcounter.statistics.gov.za and then you register there, and you will then be able to download the questionnaire. There's a third option, the one also digital. So we have a call center. And we would have a person in that call center that will assist you. So you sit on your phone and they ask you.
So they'll actually help you through that.
Yes.
So you really are making sure that everybody.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm. Mm. That is very, very interesting and important as well. That is Trevor Oosterwyk, Chief Director of Communications at Statistics South Africa. Very important for us to gather this information, to be able to understand what some of the pressure points are in South Africa, what is working, what is not working, where hospitals are needed. Do your bit and just make sure that you are part of this. It is an incredibly important exercise.